Welcome to Place Entertainment Blog Showcase. Tonight we have a author feature with Letitia Lovely. Welcome to the showcase, Letitia.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am excited to talk to you. So tell us about your dual novel release, A Date with Destiny and First Husband.
Okay, well, A Date with Destiny is book number 9 in the Hallelujah series. Hallelujah, which was formerly called Hallelujah Love, is the very first series that I wrote and published the first novel independently right after 2004. Mm-hmm. And in Date with Destiny, we catch up with a couple, the Six, who were first introduced in book 5, called Reverend Feelgood. And her husband-to-be at that time was Reverend Feelgood, and he was feeling good for a lot of people. And that didn't work so well from the pulpit. And so some things happened, and some changes occurred, and some growing happened. And in A Date with Destiny, which readers had been patiently waiting on as I went on to other series and things like that, we catch up with this infamous couple. They were a couple that people loved or loved to hate. And they are in, they're back in ministry. They've moved to Las Vegas. They take over a church from a minister who'd been there for a very long time. And if anyone out there is familiar with churchianity and knows about what it's like to come into an already established environment where people have their ways and their positions and you know, their ways of doing things, and they don't want it upset. And when that happens, there are the members who aren't happy. So I'll suffice it to say that whether or not they get to their date with destiny is up for grabs all throughout the book. So there's a lot that goes on, and you'll have to read it to find out. But it is their struggle, their challenges, and some of the other members as well get their stories told.
Oh, great. And the first husband kind of follows through with that, correct?
Actually, no. First Husband, it will be book number 10, and it will introduce, a lot like book number 5 did for the 6, it will introduce two brand new characters.
When
the series first started, I envisioned only 3 novels. It was a trilogy in my mind. And as the popularity continued, and as the membership, the members of the church started developing their own storyline, it just continued to grow from there. And it's been very organic. So when Reverend Feelgood came along, I wasn't planning on a new character, but there were a couple of incidents going on at the time in real life, which most of my storylines, in fact, 99% of them are plucked directly from real life experiences that I've witnessed and or know about. I'm a PK. I grew up in church. I have been a member of churches anywhere from 15 members to 15,000 members. And I was intimately involved in most of the congregations, behind the scenes, knowing things that if I told you, I'd have to kill you. So so I have a lot of material to pull from, and there were some incidents going on at the time that Reverend Feelgood came along that inspired a new character. And in that same vein, that's what happened with First Husband. There was a real situation that we saw. Actually, my editor had seen an advertisement for an upcoming anniversary, and it was two men, and the title was Reverend So-and-So and First Husband So-and-So present, you know, their anniversary. And that title just immediately became a book. I just knew. I said, oh, my God, first husband. You know, everyone knows about first lady, but first husband? All right.
That is different.
Very different. And I'm excited, but a bit nervous at the same time writing this novel. I really, the way my process is to just open myself up to the characters speaking to me. And that's what I plan to do with this book. And I already know, because I know us, and when I say us, I'm talking about church folks.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of opinions. And in the novel, I already know that those opinions are going to play out through the characters. So, for instance, there is an older pastor who was introduced in book one, and his name is the Reverend Dr. Pastor Mr. Bishop Overseer Meshach Obadiah Brooke Jr.
Okay. Interesting name, I think.
He had just about every title that can be put on one. Did I throw doctor in there? Because that one's in there too. But anyway, he's an older pastor. He's in his 70s. And first husband takes place in Kansas. I actually grew up in Kansas, in the Midwest, Bible Belt. And that's where this story takes place. And Reverend Brooke, the sectarian, is that what 70 is? Septuagenarian, whatever that word is for people in their 70s. He's there. And he's had a past. You know, we all have a past. And he's got quite a past himself. And he's got his nerve. But he abhors homosexuality. And so I know that he is going to come out very strong against the couple who decide to start a church in Kansas. So there are going to be such warring points of view between the characters who believe that homosexuality is a sin, and that they basically should be, you know, ostracized from the public, all the way to, you know, people such as this church. The advertisement that my editor saw where, you know, they have their church and they have members who totally embrace them and believe that God loves everyone. And then there's going to be all kinds of views in between. So I'm going to just pray on it, put it out there, and then let the discussions begin.
Well, that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it.
Yeah.
So what prompted the two releases for your Hallelujah series for the spring of 2016?
I'm sorry?
What prompted you to do two releases for your Hallelujah series for the spring 2016?
Oh. Got it. Yes, I do that. I do two releases, or I try to do two releases every year, and I have done that for, you know, the last decade or so. And my fans have been waiting so long. I have a very staunch group of supporters, my Hallelujah supporters, who love this series, and I'm so thankful for them because I love it too. I view Hallelujah series like we viewed soap operas. You know, people ask me, well, when is it gonna? You know, how many books are in this series? And I always say, I don't know, because I don't know how many books I will have written in 25 years. That's how long I want this series to last. I want it to be like a soap opera where characters come and go, characters die, others are born. You know, just like we used to watch soap operas. In fact, the other day when I was in high school, I think it was, I started watching The Young and the Restless. And over the holidays, my mom was up here for a while, and she still watches it. And I was looking at her like, oh, my God, Mr. Newman is still on there. And, you know, some of the people that were on the list 20 years ago. And that's how I feel about the Hallelujah series. So they had waited a year and a half for another installment, and I want to put out, I have two planned for 2016, and then, you know, I have 2 a year planned already out for like the next 3 years. And what tends to happen is that a character will be in the background in one novel, and then, you know, something happens in their life, and they take the lead. And that's really how this series has grown. There were characters that I wrote in the first 3 books that I had not planned to write a storyline on at all, and their storylines would come to me. They would tell me things that I did not know, and readers are always amazed when they hear writers say that they didn't know what was going to happen in their own books, but it's because they don't understand the process of having people talk in your head.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and the characters literally talk to us. And one of them, his name is Darius Crenshaw, it kind of started this whole direction of First Husband, because when I introduced him in the very first book, Sex in the Sanctuary, he was the minister of music for the church that was pastored by one of the main characters and her husband. And it was just a storyline, just a side character. And there was a woman in the church, actually, who was after him because, you know, ministers of music, they're high profile and talented, and he's nice looking, and she was going to get that man. Well, I didn't find out until the second book, Love Like Hallelujah, Darius was gay. My daughter, I'm like, you are gay? Because here's this woman, Stacy, just determined to get this man. And she does. She gets him for a while, but then it's one of those be careful what you pray for. And those who are listening, the entire Hallelujah series, all 9 novels are available through ebook. This has become a digital-only series, which I have mixed feelings about, but they're mostly good. There are a lot of people who still read print, but what I love about the digital process is that books that were published 7 years ago that aren't carried in a lot of bookstores, they're available immediately online. So you can download all 9 novels, and if you're a fast reader, you'll be through them in a weekend, because I've had people do that. Like they hear about the series, they download it, and then I don't hear from them for 3 days, and they've read it. But you can find out what happened. But there is an example of a character that is supposed to be a very inconsequential, you know, character, supporting character in another story, and now he has a major storyline, and he will be in First Husband as well. So it's very interesting how it develops.
Yeah. Okay. So what inspires you as a writer?
Oh, goodness. You know, I'm inspired by life. I really am. I'm very voyeuristic, I guess is the word. I really get into, I really enjoy studying people in life. I really love life. You know, even, you know, the life isn't always all happy-go-lucky. There are challenges. There are highs, and there's lows. There's disappointments, and there's victories. There's just this beautiful array of experiences that happen in life. And I am, I have that quality where I can observe situation, and I can empathize with it in a way that while I have not experienced it personally, I can literally imagine the feeling that they're going through. And I believe that that's part of the gift that Spirit gave me that allows me to be a good writer. So I'm inspired for, you know, as I shared earlier with First Husband, I was inspired what my editor saw, and then what I had also experienced personally, which I understood after Darius told me he was gay. I understood where that came from. It's because when I first moved to California, I went to a gay party by accident. And that's a long story. That's a whole long story, but to make it short, I had just moved to California. I knew no one, and I kind of invited myself to a party that was being given by a photographer I met. The photographer had taken a picture of Susan Taylor and I. She at that time was the editor-in-chief of Essence. This is before digital, and before digital phones, before email, all of that. And so I literally had to go pick up the picture. And he and I had been playing telephone tag, and weeks had gone by, and I finally caught him one day, and we both, had time, and I said, I can just run by and get it now. And he said, well, I'm getting ready to have a party. And I'm like, I'll just come to the party. I'm just laughing. Hey, what's the big? And he kind of paused, and then he said, okay. And I was so excited. It's like, I don't know anybody. I'm going to a party. I'm getting ready to meet people. I was just so excited, girl. So I get down there. I'm not even fashionably late. I'm there right when it starts because I'm so happy to just be interacting with people. And the first thing I noticed that there were a lot of guys. And I thought, wow, I'm really going to like California because most parties I go to, there's more women than men. But look, there's more men than women here. And I'm so naive, and I like that quality in me. I hope I always keep a little of it. But I totally was not, it didn't hit me at all as being different. There was a woman that was in the kitchen. She was fixing chicken wings. And there was another woman that was in the living room talking with someone. So I think in my mind, because I saw a few of us, that it just hit me the way I explained it, like, there's more men than women. And, that's how California does it, I guess. And it wasn't until an hour later, I had been talking with this guy, and by then people had been coming in and all of that, but I hadn't really noticed it because I'd been talking to this good-looking guy, bald head, football type, bulky, and he was just really nice-looking, and we were having the best conversation and laughing and talking, and I'm thinking, this might be my California connection,
Right.
So about maybe 45 minutes into the conversation, he says to me, after we had laughed about something, he said, I am so comfortable talking with you. I haven't been this comfortable talking with someone since my lover died.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I felt. Oh, wow. Like, what is it? My mind was like, what did he just say? And I'm trying to think, okay, what, lover? Like, normally it's wife, my girl, my love, my boo, my baby, but lover? And so, and then I kind of looked around, and I, noticed all these guys, and it was, slowly, a haze coming together. And I looked at him, and I was like, you are not gay. And he was like, and he nodded, and I literally screamed, girl. I was so, shut up! This was before my gaydar was really honed. I have a great gaydar now, but back then, I was right off the plane from Kansas, and I had seen a few gay people, but I was just shocked that he was so, quote, manly. Just like I said, bald head, bulky, looks like a football player. We're flirting, all of this stuff. So I finally said, well, what about him? I started looking around, and that's when I noticed that it was all men. And I'm like, what about him? I'm picking up the real manly ones, right? What about him? The third was the one, and he was, nodding, yep, he's gay. And I'm like, what about him? And he's nodded again. I'm like, what about him? And then I finally looked at him and said, well, who in this room isn't gay? And he just looked at me and stared.
Oh, wow.
And that was my introduction. And we proceeded to talk for another 2 hours. And I asked him every question I ever wanted to ask about that subject. And because he was the first, gay person that I ever really talked to at that level, but because he had had such a camaraderie earlier, and because I did not come to him in a way that was judgmental, he answered my questions and told me his story, which was just devastating, actually. And a lot of the Darius character pulled from that story, which at the time I was writing Darius, I didn't even remember Ron, the guy that I met at the party. It wasn't until way after the book was finished and I was rereading an edit that it hit me that a lot of the Darius experience is what Ron had shared about the rejection and being beaten, you know, trying to beat the gay out of him, and all kinds of him marrying, you know, thinking, well, if I get married to a really pretty woman, this is the whole bit. So I'm inspired. I know that's a very long answer to a short question, but there's just so many things that inspire me.
Okay. So name three of your favorite authors.
Oh, gosh, that changes with the season because it just depends on who I'm into. Maya Angelou will always hold a very special place in my heart. I mm-hmm. love her work in terms of the classical writers. I love Beverly Jenkins. She is a historical romance, and I love her because she has probably taught me more history than I ever learned in school, and the fact that she can wrap it into a love story and talk about African-American history and actually tell you stories about these great people that you've never heard about and pose it in a romance is just beautiful. And then there's a good friend of mine, her name is Ningma Yip, and she's Chinese, and she writes these stories about China. Her characters are either from China or in China. And she's such a fabulous writer that I've never been to China, but it's like I have through her novels, and she makes me really want to go. So someone that can just pull me so totally into a world that I don't know about, I find amazing. Those are three that just come off the top of my head, but I have a lot of friends, you know, such as Price Hickman, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, Pat George Walker. I mean, there's Pat Tucker, Daniel Black, Leonard Pitts, his book Freeman is like one of, oh my God, it's just like that book stayed with me for so long. It was crazy. That book, I downloaded for free, and it was so good that the next time I see him, I'm going to give him $15. That's how good that book was, okay?
Okay.
I saw it on Facebook that it was free. And so I thought, oh, I've heard about that book. Let me download it. Girl, yeah, I'm going to pay that man his money. So I'm a voracious reader, and I love a lot of people, but those are just a few.
Okay, cool. So how can our audience learn more about you?
Well, that's easy. You can visit my website, LucretiaLovely.com, and that's LUTISHIA, LucretiaLovely.com. And there are the other links that you can find me through, which is Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, all at LucretiaLovely.
Okay, great. Well, it was wonderful to talk to you tonight, and you got me intrigued with this Hallelujah series.
Well, you need to go and start with the first one, Sex in the Sanctuary, and then we'll talk after you've caught up.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for sitting down with me for our showcase. And I sent you a friend request on Facebook. So I always try to connect with everybody that I interview so I can stay in contact and we can, you know, I can keep in the loop on your projects that you got going on and, you know, keep you on our platform.
Well, I will go in and friend you. I think that I stay pretty much at 5,000, but every now and then, like, a couple of people fall off, you know, for whatever reason. So I think the case right now. So I'm going to go find you right now and friend you because I definitely want to keep in touch. And I'm so appreciative of your reaching out to me. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, you too. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. You too. And continue to feel good. Sending you love and light. Tell those migraines to stay away.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.